Last year, we introduced you to Little Egypt Alliance of Farmers, or LEAF, and their online farmers market. We decided to check in again with them to see how last year went and if there are any changes this year. Spring is here, the grass is growing, trees are starting to show their leaves, and flowers are starting to bloom. Some people are planning to start a garden, while others plan on going to the farmers market. Last year, Little Egypt Alliance of Farmers, or LEAF, unveiled their online farmers market called LEAF Food Hub. Liz Durance is the operations manager for LEAF. She says it's ran like a community-supported agriculture model, except customers sign in on the website and then add money to their account and shop from the different growers on the website and pick what they want instead of receiving what's available like a traditional CSA.
We were just really thrilled, you know, with the response, with how people were telling their friends and their family and how we continued to grow throughout the season.
Durance says once the flowers, berries, and other produce started popping up outside, new customers started popping up on the website.
Last year, we started with 32 families or members, and we had two restaurants. And then by the end of the season, we ended with 90 families and 7 restaurants.
That kind of fast growth, combined with the end of the online farmers market's first season, had LEAF make some changes this year. First, they added some new farmers.
We actually added 2 new producers. We have Flyway Family Farms, and they grow mushrooms. And our other new producer is Angie's Honey, so we'll have all kinds of honey-related products.
Next, they started planning for this season, because the farmers don't want to all grow the same crops, and they can offer a lot of variety to their customers by providing more options.
We now have 9 producers. Almost all of them returned from our first season. And so we're excited, you know, having meetings about what we'll be growing this year and how we can accommodate even more customers this year.
This year, they dropped the buy-in price to make it more enticing to attract new customers.
That is one of the things we did hear from a lot of people, that $200 mark was a bit much. And we realized in hindsight that it absolutely was. So we have reduced it to $50.
They also looked back at last year to see what sold well or what didn't sell that much.
The software that we use keeps track of the things that we sell every single week. And so now we're able to go back, run reports, and look at what customers did want, and so that we can focus in on the things that maybe we ran out of or things that we should have had more of. So really trying to be more strategic this season.
Being more strategic is the reason farmers like Courtney Smith joined LEAF Food Hub. Smith started Flora Bay Farm in Carbondale 5 years ago and specializes in flowers, herbs, and a few other vegetables.
Since I'm growing mainly by myself, I have a few friends and family that help, but I try to do everything with my own hands, so it's small, and try to be fairly unique with what I choose to grow.
Being a new and small farm, Smith looked at different ways to sell her products, but saw some obstacles.
I had tossed around the idea of selling different things online, but with fresh produce and fresh flowers, I didn't ever feel like I could successfully transport it or mail it to another place without a lot of damage or worry. As a small grower, I don't really have that option.
Then Smith got involved with a small group of farmers that became LEAF Food Hub.
When the idea came upon to form a group of us to sell online, it just made a lot of sense. We worked out all the details beforehand before we started. We worked a full year before we started LEAF.
Following the community-supported agriculture model, the online farmers market helped all the farmers involved know exactly what they need to harvest each week.
As a person who is, like I said, mainly farming by herself, it is just so much easier to harvest what has been ordered and not try to guess how many bunches of, say, rosemary to take to market.
Before selling online, Smith would spend all day harvesting, preparing, and packaging her products, hoping she didn't bring too much or not enough, and then she would double-check she had everything she needed to set up at the market the next day. Then there's getting up early the next day, setting up the tents, tables, and products. All of this is very time-consuming for farmers.
Pack everything in your car and you go, and then you stand there for, 4 to 5 hours. By the time you get home, you're really pretty tired. So I would say I save a good day, a whole 24 hours by selling on LEAF than I would, as opposed to doing a market.
While Smith gains the equivalent of an extra day every week, she uses it to reinvest her time into her farm and continues to grow it every year.
It's a ton of work, especially when you're just starting out. I don't have a lot of infrastructure quite yet. So every year we add a little bit more. Last year I added a new water source. We added a well. I also added this high tunnel, this growing structure. So that has been leaps and bounds to where it was.
By adding the high tunnel, Smith extended her growing season, allowing her more opportunities for sales and new products.
I'm also growing things that I normally wouldn't be able to grow.
That's because the high tunnel gives the farmer more control of the growing environment or zone. The USDA mapped out the country into plant hardiness zones that let farmers know what will or will not grow well in a particular area so their crops aren't planted too early or just won't grow well because of the environmental factors.
I'm able to push our zone. We're zone 6, and I'm able to grow things that are in zone 8, zone 9, even through winter with the help of the...
Durant says Smith and some of the other farmers with Leaf Food Hub also use high tunnels so they can keep growing produce, so the website can keep growing customers.
I think it's just an easier process for them because they know Tuesday night they can look at their pick list, they know how much they need of every single item, and they can harvest accordingly.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.